find the location for us. So this is the map I have. That's one. So we're talking about the yellow point now.
You think that's where the house was?
That's in the swamp.
Oh, that's this.
Couldn't be in there.
I got the map that you drew, that Charles made at the reunion 2005 here.
Let me get the other one up here.
There's this one. This is the map Charles made in 2005. Now, Charles made a drawing. The Mayor Austin Road is, let me see here.
Well, actually, I drew this while he was talking.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't get it all right.
Excuse me.
We looked at this morning.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So I believe that the yellow point is this spot. Okay?
That may be, but where I was at, there was no swamp on this side of the road.
Well, it is blue. The blue marked area means wet territory. So not, it doesn't have to be directly swamp.
No, there was no wet. The area between the road and where we first set up our line and fired on the Germans coming out of the woods was like grass. And then there was a irrigation ditch.
That's where we were.
And it was like 1,000 yards maybe over to where the Germans came out, because we had to raise our rifles up and we fired tracers so we could see where they were falling. And we put a hell of a lot of rifle fire on them. And as a result, there was this house out in the field or along another road back or whichever. And they took cover behind it. Now, I don't know how many men there were. It was quite a number of them.
Okay.
And they didn't continue on. They stopped there. So in the meantime, two of our light tanks come out from wherever it was at. And out come a whole bunch of Germans with their hands up. The tanks just herd them back up the road, and of course they were then taken as prisoners. They came back up here somewhere, we don't know where. Right after that, we swung around so that we were on this end of the house, all the men except me and one other, and they went down another irrigation ditch on the right angles to this road. And then that's when the tanks come down, and the first one was hit right beside the house, right beside it. I could have thrown a stone, no trouble at all, and hit the damn thing. The rest of them went down over the bank and into the lower area, and they were all knocked out there. And that was sometime between 10 and 11, because I was hitting the arm at 10, hitting the leg at 11. The tanks come up between that.
Wes, can I have your pen, please, for a minute? Okay. Before in the two hours before I went on the plane, I talked to Mr. De Hart. Piet De Hart. Now, this point, the yellow point, let's say, is this small map I made. A small white house here.
Oh, yeah, I've seen one.
Now, which way are we? Where's Aston?
Yeah.
Okay. The white house was on
this
side of the road.
Shape, too.
Right-hand side going towards
well
Aston.
Taken care of.
On this side?
Mm-hmm. Right hand going towards Aston.
Look on the back, can you see?
Now, is this the road coming out of the swamp?
Yeah.
Okay. And
440 men.
There's back in this field, there was a house.
You see that name, though?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Could be this one.
I'm not sure. See, after we got done firing on, we came back to the road and then came up this way.
Taking her out.
I don't know how many yards or what it was, but it wasn't a great distance. But the little white house would have set.
That is an impressive piece.
Right about there.
Getting the airplane but it was just right place.
Okay, you've got this wide ditch on this side of the road, not this side. This side. This, you went down the embankment,
I've been out here, the lower level,
because that was a raised road.
Okay.
It's hot out there.
I made a mistake. Here was a big ditch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I made a mistake, Charles. Listen, we start over. I will adjust it. Here was a big ditch.
And when that got knocked out. The crew members come out. My rifle was not ejected, the casing.
Would you put it out?
So I shot at the first German that come out from under the tank, and nothing happened. I pulled the bolt back, out went the clip.
How long are you going to
By the time I could get another clip, because I was afraid to stand up because there were more tanks coming down the road.
I wouldn't trust
it. So I was afraid to stand up and spray myself. And by the time I could get that clip out, all five of them had gone into
desert
that ditch, and I would assume they took off back up
Mojave Desert
towards their own forces.
Okay, so this Mr. DeHart told me before I left?
Huh? Well, I bought it.
Pardon? Wesley. Before I left for the reunion, I talked to Mr. DeHart.
Mm-hmm.
He was living back then here.
Now that would be...
A family with 9 children.
Is that... Is that
Bravo. So we're talking about the yellow point now.
But and is this the yellow point?
This is the yellow point.
All right, so let me get that on here.
I don't think.
And I want to explain what he was telling me. Of course, he's 85 years old, so, but he was really trying to help me. Okay.
Now this was this all this area here was cultivated.
I didn't disagree.
But you know they had the irrigation. Little irrigation
canals. The little ditches, the little...
In squares, because we've got... When,
Ray,
when we went up here to fire on the Germans coming out of the woods, we got up there in a line before they came
I would not trust it.
Okay, now, we were beside an irrigation field. We were lined up in a straight line right down through, because that irrigation ditch was straight.
Wait a minute, let's...
And then when we come back, our... This house here, myself and one other were put in the front yard, and the rest of them were dug in, because when I came back, all I could see was their heads. They were on the other side of that mound that ran down this side of the other ditch. Now I don't know whether it's a road or an irrigation ditch or what that is, if that was it.
Okay, so this was the old road from Mayo to Austin, this one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here, there was a big ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, running along the road.
I don't know about from here up. I know it was from there down.
You're trying to get them to remember 100 years ago?
A little bit less than that.
I can remember it like it was yesterday. I can picture it like it was yesterday. Now this house here set right...
I think, is this the yellow point right here?
There's a well.
Is this? No, there's... Can you tell, Nick?
I know. My memory is pretty good, but I don't remember any of that crap you all were sitting there trying to come up with.
I can remember like it was yesterday.
What road is this going across?
Well, I'm trying to tell you, here was living family DeHart.
Uh-huh.
It's a daughter of the family built an illegal house on the other side here. An illegal house, getting power from this house illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Living in a very small, like a big chicken shed or what, here. Also, family DeHart.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this house, a small white house, was a single woman living, a nun, called Betje DeHart, a small white house, here. Here was also family DeHart. So we have four houses near the road, old Aston Mail Road, all family DeHart, known as family DeHart. So he starts telling me, and he keeps on talking. I have to make my notes. This is a road that leads into the Peel, a small dirt road, leading into the Peel.
Now see, I was under the impression that we followed the dirt road up out through the swamp, and halfway up out of there. The front end of our column, which was A Company men, went towards the road, and over here was A Company.
Here's the map.
Some more of A Company. And that was during the night. And when they did, these people over here fired on their own troops. We went on up, and I don't know how we got, whether we went from the road, which, according to that, curves around here, whether we went that way and up this road, or whether we come over to the open country, and then up this road. But this house here, there was a very small area of ground between that ditch and the side of the house.
This is yours, Bob. It's yours to keep.
This house was right on the road. Right on the road.
Yeah.
Right next to it.
Okay, the white house I'm talking about here, this one, is this house. They gave me a photograph of it. This is where the single woman that half lived here. And it was next to the road to the Austin Mail Road.
No. That's got a double roof. This had a single roof on it. And I don't remember those chimneys. So that can't be it.
No, wait. No, that's got... that's a single roof there. Oh, okay. This has got a little shed or something.
Yeah, because when I come around, that tank destroyer was right on this end of the house, which on this end would have had their door. Now, there's not room there for people hardly... that was so close to the ditch that they wouldn't have had a door there. This was the entrance up on this end, and there's a TD set there, and it took up the whole area of that house. So it wasn't much bigger than a TD.
Okay.
Tank destroyer.
Okay.
This is not it.
No. So this house is here. Was here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's gone now.
I would like to try and locate this.
Hey, do that where you and I, where we got that, and thought where the Germans come out of the woods and all.
Like you told me, it was like this.
Okay, here.
He was telling me there was U.S. He was still the U.S. going back, but still all American soldiers here. He was telling me he was living. Here. Where were we? Here, this house. This house. This is the road. Road. This used to be the road like this. Now it's like this. But now then it was back there. So he lived here. He was telling me about some American soldiers here, German soldiers moving up like that.
What is the name of this road? What's the name of this road?
Now it's called Tureluursweg.
That's it right there.
Tureluursweg, and it used to be Meilseweg.
Yeah, all right, here it is.
I was talking to the old people in the area, and the only white house they could think of was the house, the small house of Peter de Haart.
Okay, with this one.
Peter de Haart gave me this picture, but also his memory is slipping. Maybe he gave me the wrong picture. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the little house.
And it's possible that the house that was here is not this photograph.
Mm.
Because he tried to help me, but who is perfect after 60 years?
See, I don't know whether there's houses over here or not. I have no idea whether there's anything on this side.
And there's not now.
And of course he wanted to help me, so he gave me. But okay, that's out of the... So the Tureluursweg is here.
Yeah, all right. So now this is the... Is this house?
Here, wouldn't it?
No, that's the Aston Mile.
These old houses are all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone.
These houses are all gone. Yeah. New buildings, different situation. But I made these photographs from the area, the surroundings.
Well, from what he...
Who took the photographs?
From what he came up with, it looked like
okay, so
this is in the right area. There.
The red arrows show in the direction of this white house I'm talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tureluursweg is here.
This is the Aston Mile Road.
This used to be the real Aston. This used to be the old road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what you meant by being shifted over.
Yeah,
okay.
This is the old road to Aston.
Oh, they just built this other one out here?
Yeah, they built a completely new one.
Well,
so this is actually old.
Right beyond this road on this side where I was at, that road went down. You know, it was a raised road on that side.
Yeah.
And those tanks, after the first one got hit, were right opposite the house where I was on. I was on one corner, and you get to the other corner, you got a little piece of grass, a big ditch, the road.
Yeah, you can see.
And then the rest of them down in.
Meilseweg, and then you got the N, whatever it is. So, you got the white road. This is the white down here, and this is the yellow road down here.
And if the house had been there, it would have been over here.
We're talking about the white house here, And this is the farm called, was called Farm Joris.
Now this,
the Joris House.
Any farms, any big farms, were down towards Mayel. On the same side of the
from
road.
From where you were, you mean?
From where I was. Now,
then,
down here
then,
somewhere,
then it should be here.
The A or C company, and the German tanks went right through them and, until it got up to where we were, and they had them, in, they had set up the TVs and the tanks for a crossfire. And where you had that...
This house was there in 1944. This was built later.
I don't recognize it.
The family Joris.
Oh, this is it. This is it. This is an aerial view of that. Here's this one with the...
Yeah, okay.
Now, we
it used to be the family Joris.
We would have been above that somewhere if that's the same farm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could see from where I was at, I could see that farm, and I'm figuring that the mortars are dropping in, and possibly there was an observer up there somewhere.
This photo is not correct. The White House we're talking about was here. I marked it here, but actually it should be here on the new road.
Yeah, it was off of the old road, not off of the new road.
Though. Yeah. Okay. So here, this was the location of this White House I'm talking about. This is wrong.
Of this White House, yeah. Or what we thought was this White House.
The two loose wagons here was here,
mm-hmm.
going this way.
Mm-hmm.
But after in the 60s, the whole situation changed because agriculture and things were changed. Remodeled the whole thing. So
where's
people
that,
cannot.
Where's that
know,
place where
don't
we had? I
they
told
are.
You that there was the. You showed the final stop.
Yeah, this is
the final stop.
This is Nick. Let me show you what we were looking at this morning. We were using the map coordinates. Same.
So that is beyond this place then?
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, like here, maybe here.
No, it's here.
Oh, actually here.
Yeah, see, you can see it. The yellow line right there.
Okay, I think now what location you're talking about. You know why? Somewhere here. Right now, this in 2007, here is a small cafe on a crossroads, like this.
Well, here it is.
Buizertweg. Buizertweg.
Yeah, see, this
Buizertweg. I know of stories that American soldiers were near this house, that there's now a cafe here. I think there were also some houses here located here and here. It is possible that it could be here.
Yeah, see, this
so
has been completely
road.
Changed, though. You know, you got this, a lot of concrete here, plus this thing is new. I mean, this road used to come through, you can see it. It used to come through here and form a V-shape. The V-shape is gone. You know, but...
I know from people in the area that there was a lot of American activity around this, what now is a pub, like a cafe,
mm-hmm.
a restaurant, a small restaurant.
Now, was that that?
That was here. That was right here.
Yeah.
So further down the road. So here's the alleged White House, but further down the road you have this small cafe.
Yeah, let me blow this up.
I see there was no big farm like that near where we were.
No, but you have done a lot. The most of the houses were because they were destroyed and old, and they were rebuilt on new ones.
Yeah, and if the road used to come through here and then go this way, I mean, this didn't even exist then.
The old road was here.
The old road was...
This is the new. This all new, this. Old road came like this.
Well, yeah, you can still see the old road.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
The old road is still there. It's,
I mean, this is the old road here. This is the one that goes through Heusden and then Aston. And that's this road here.
So it used to go like this?
Yeah, it used to curve here to come down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now go back to the final stop or on down the road.
Yeah, now this is where I plotted the coordinates.
That's it?
From the after action reports, and this is where the final stop was made of the Germans, which is this line that you just drew here.
Now, this woods, C-48, they came through
woods,
48 before they got to us, and up here a large number of German troops come out of this woods, and like I said, it was a long distance away. Using tracers in order to tell where our bullets were going because we just couldn't shoot straight at them. They had to go up. They come out of that woods, and in here somewhere. I'm touching your screen. In here somewhere. And then the tanks come out from up here, two little light tanks. And the Germans went as far as the house that was out there. And then they surrendered to the tanks.
The final stop is made in the turn of the road.
Mm-hmm. Which is now
where this cafe is. This small cafe is.
Yeah.
And this cafe is known as there was a lot of American activity there. People telling me about that.
Let's go back to that one.
Well, the little house that I'm telling you about was over here on that side of the road, because we never come across that road.
And are you sure it was a white house?
Yes. It was a small house. And on the back end of it, there was a shed.
Have a cook bell, I should be.
She thought she said minutes.
Oh, minutes. I thought you.
But that was the final stop, and that's where we were. The Germans came out of that woods, infantry, and got as far as a house that was out there in the field, long distance away, which we had poured a lot of fire on them. Then two light tanks come out, and they surrendered to them. Then I got hit here in the shoulder, and that was around 10 o'clock in the morning. At 11 o'clock, they got me in the leg. In between is when the tanks come down. And they knocked, like I said, they knocked the first one out right on the by the house, which was on that side of the road. And if this was the final stop, they tell me that that's as far as our troops went back. When they hauled me out of there, the next thing they did the next day is went this way.
So we all agree that this point is not location.
It seems that's
up here
true.
Could be. Yeah. That's woods.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to talk to some more people, and also Peter Hart, because he should know if there were more white houses here.
Well, is this where they changed the road and went straight through?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then
yeah.
I would bet money that that little thing there, and where we were actually dug in, is probably
underneath
pavement. The road
now. Yeah. Let's go back to that one.
It's no wonder when I was over there in 98.
Because if it curved right here, you know, then the stopping point would have been about here. And it could have been that house was under what's now this pavement.
Where am I in that based on these pictures here?
Well, that's
where were
that
you?
Takes care of the search.
You were a long way. You were probably about 10 miles away from this.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is where the 48th was, and you were over by where? This is by closer to Mile.
So we all agree on that this location is out?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, so we have to concentrate on this area and the crossroads with the cafe I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the coordinates for that are... Come on.
All right.
669096. So you've got the coordinates on here, but you've got the line.
Where's 669096?
All right, here's 66. Here's 67. 669 would be, all right, 669 would be through here. And 096, here's 09. 096, it'd be right on the road there.
So, I will talk to the people in the area and ask them about the White House.
Right there, that point is 669096.
If there was a White House here, I will find it.
That's got to be it. If that's the final point, that's where I was. That's the woods the Germans came out of. And there's there was a deep ditch ran along this road.
There's one guy in Major who could know have this information, but the problem is he's one day he's very sharp, and the other day you cannot talk to him because he's out. He's out. So you have to catch him
on
a good day.
Where were you at over there?
Sounds like me.
I wasn't even thought of it that time. Yeah.
So I have to catch him on a good day.
You were a whiff of your mother's perfume.
Thank you for your effort. But now you know where the 7th Armored, the 48th was.
Listen, you are in constant contact with, you are often in contact with Wilker Grove. If you could ask him to give me a call or contact me, and then we go to this place, visit this place together, see what we can do. Maybe he wants to make the conclusion.
No, it's okay with me. It doesn't matter.
Well, actually, he would like to give you the information. But Wilco sent.
Yeah, but you're founded.
Wilco sent an aerial photograph too. But let me get that one up.
Yeah, that's interesting because I also got that one.
That's your map.
I believe the Joris Boudreau, the Joris farm is on there.
I need one more thing to view stuff with, so I'm going to have to sacrifice this one.
No wonder those Dutchmen couldn't find that.
This is the wrong
there anymore.
I think Wilco got this upside down.
Can you blow it up?
That looks like it's...
Yeah, I think he's got this inverted. All right, here's Miles Savag. Here's Mr. Yankins.
Oh, Yukins, yeah, right, I know that.
He spelled, oh, Yukins, okay, it is, yeah, Yukins.
Are you on the coast?
Towards Aston, yeah, this is backwards. Let me, I think I flipped this someplace.
What's it close by?
Yeah, here's where it's flipped.
So if Wilco contacts me and he brings all the information he has, I will add my information and Wes's information and put all everything together. We can solve this. Okay?
Well, you know where it is now.
But wait, I want to compare what
we're seeing. Because this map is very interesting to me, so maybe it can help.
All right, I'm going to just flip this thing. Where's the green?
Now, if that's a recent, is that a recent photo?
No. I think this was a post-war photo. But I don't know. You know, Wilco sent this, but I don't know.
This is the cafe. What does it say? This is the cafe.
Mr. Yurkin's farm.
I believe the Yurkins had a cafe here in this building.
Let's blow this up.
In 44?
All right, now let's compare that to now. So that's, you're saying that's this then.
This road was already there in 44, this one. It was remodeled, but it was there. Sandy Road.
Wrong one.
Try not to, though.
Yeah.
Did that road go up and curve around like that and go towards the woods that I told pointed at?
Yeah.
Did that go up and curve around this way?
Yeah, it has a curve, but I would check that out. Like this, I believe it is like this, Charles. This.
Yeah. Well, see, well, the reason I'm asking that.
Because the woods here.
There was a. That's where the house was. If that was just.
Now there is a little road.
How much distance would this be?
Could this be the White House? Let me see here. Is this before the war or after the war?
I don't know. I think it's after the war.
Now see, the White House I'm talking about would have been right next to this road, right close to it. As a matter of fact...
In the corner.
Now, they had to come across a road or something to get over that ditch because their driveway went right into their front, practically their front, you know, that front yard. The Jeep that come up to get me turned right off the road, right into the front end of that house.
Now what is this?
It might have been right in that corner.
Bowserweg. Okay.
Yeah, that's one that Wilco has said. That's what he's been trying on that very road. That's the one he named here about a year or so ago. I'll bet you that was right in there. Now, if they changed that, put her straight through.
That looks very different now. I mean, here it is now.
Is this a house? The white spot here? Is this a house?
Well, it wouldn't be the one I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Right on the road.
It should be here.
It's hard to tell.
It would have to be right in there.
I mean, there is a little white spot here, too. But, you know, if this was after the war, heaven only knows. We need Wilco to tell us when this picture was taken.
I'm wondering, did that deep ditch go on through?
We ought to look at that.
It looked like the... seemed to me we come out of the front of that house and right onto the Myel-Aston Road. I wasn't enclosed. I was laying on the back of the Jeep.
Further down the road. Is there another crossroad? It goes all the way to Hursday, to Austin, sorry.
Well, no, it goes to...
There's another crossroad, but there's no building.
Hursday, is that how you say it?
Hursday.
Hursday, okay. I was pronouncing like it was German, Hoisden. Yeah, so there's...
Well, Wilco pinpointed that a long time ago. He named that road. And he says that that's where they were, and he was right.
Yeah, I mean, this is the stopping point right here.
Okay, then he was what do you call that road?
This is...
Buzzardback.
Yeah.
That's some kind of bird.
Buzzard.
A predator.
Yeah, buzzard. A
buzzard road.
What else?
That is why the cafe now is called the Buzzard.
Huh.
Well, thank you both. No, I know.
All right.
Well, contact me, we can go there. He's nearby, so we can figure it out.
I also am pretty sure I know where...